KSL News Time 439, Triple Team Traffic now. We're going to guide you home, starting with Mark Jackson in the Traffic Center.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to start up north with just a little bit of delay. As usual, northbound I-15 rolling out of downtown and approaching the north interchange. You're going to free up after that, then be good the rest of the drive. It looks like you're dipping below speeds briefly in Layton around Gentile Street. Once you get up to Antelope Drive, you're back up to full speeds. And, of course, we're overflowing already on Highway 89 northbound up at Fruit Heights. Joe.
I-15 southbound just got a lot worse from the ID interchange through Murray. A lot of slow and go traffic through that area. Of course, we also have that merging problem that's typical. The south interchange, it eases up as you pass about 80th south. On the east side belt route, I-215, you're going to find problems going southbound as you get about to equidistant to the canyon there, down to about 3300 south. It'll slow down a little bit down to 45th, where it's almost a parking lot, from there to about 50th south. So expect some delays through that area. Of course, as well, we've got an interesting problem, a gas leak at 900 east and 8600 south in Sandy. Avoid that area.
Redwood Road still has delays from that earlier crash around Camp Williams. Southbound lanes are squeezing around that crash on the shoulder. They've got crews in the middle of the road working on clearing that scene, and now northbound traffic is completely stopped. I-15 southbound has typical delays from Thanksgiving Point through Lehigh, and State Road 201 has delays from I-15 over to Bankator Highway. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.